And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Michael to join me. Now, Michael's been on the show before, and Michael's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited since 2011. Michael has achieved some pretty amazing things. Not only has he retired himself with real estate, he has gone on to make other types of investments. He is investing beyond what he does in real estate. But at the end of the day, the core competency of everything that Michael did to escape the rat race is based in real estate. Everything that Michael did to change the trajectory of his life, still based in real estate. The passive income that comes in from his real estate deals, guess what? Still based in real estate. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right, now check this out. Michael sent me a note the other day, and I was reading it, and I thought, you know, it would be kind of neat to be Michael, because here's what he said. I asked him, I said, hey, Michael, what's your current lifestyle like? And he says, dude, I'm traveling way too much. I did 9 trips in 2023. I'm going to cut it back to 4 in 2024. He is one of these guys that loves helping other people. As a matter of fact, Michael, do you not also serve as an ambassador? Is that one of your roles that you do for Lifestyles Unlimited?
Hey, Al. Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, yeah. By the way, welcome to the show. I mean, I just want to get into it with you, man.
Right. I can tell you're anxious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm an ambassador. I've been an ambassador, 3 or 4 years now when they first started that program. And I've also been doing meetups here in Austin area since probably 2013, so almost 10 years. And we meet up a couple times a month and just other lifestyle members talking about real estate.
Yeah, those are fun events. I've been able to attend some of them. I can't make all of them because you live a little bit of a ways away from me. It's about a 2.5 hour drive each way. But when I do go to those events that you host, those are amazing because, I mean, it's an opportunity to sit down and talk with real live real estate investors who are also members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And a lot of deals get done in those meetings, do they not?
Information gets passed. I wouldn't say we do any deals there, but yeah, definitely passed information, you know, lessons learned and things to look for. And it's a lot of good information, a lot of networking going on.
So what is the conversation about when we get together at those meetups? I mean, is it just everybody introducing themselves, or are people learning, or are people sharing information? What exactly goes on in those events?
Yeah, depending on how many people show up, you know, typical crowd is 20, 25. But a month ago, we had like 75 people show up. If it's a smaller crowd, I'll have everyone introduce themselves, you know, how long you've been a member, how many deals you're in, you know, single family, multifamily. And then I'll try and get the single family people all together, because we usually have 4 or 5 of those that are focused on single family. And you'll have them sit at the, and we meet up at Rudy's Barbecue. So we're all at these picnic tables. So I'll have the single family people sit together, multifamily people, you know, and then just, you know, basically it's an open forum. It's like, you know, what questions do you have? And it's myself and Dusty and Sandy, who are also ambassadors. And Dusty's got a lot of great information about real estate. So, you know, between the three of us, we can answer most of the questions that are asked.
So really, it's an opportunity for Lifestyles Unlimited members to get together, to network, to share information, right, to get to know each other, and to realize that we're not doing this alone. I mean, is that fair?
Yep, that's fair. And we also open it up to non-members. So, you know, if you want to bring your friends and family, you're welcome to join as well.
Oh, interesting. So people that live in the Austin area that would like to attend that are not Lifestyles Unlimited members could actually attend this event.
Yep. It just gives you a feeling of what it's all about, and we'll try and steer brand new people over to the free workshop and the 2-day events and get them started.
Tell you what, I'll sweeten the pot for you, Michael, because I'll just go ahead and make an announcement over the airwaves right now that if you live in the greater Austin area, or if you think you'll be in the greater Austin area and you would like to attend a Lifestyles Unlimited meetup event hosted by Michael, we'll make that happen for you. Send me an email at askal at luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. Let me know you want to attend Michael's meetup event. And what I'll do is I'll connect you with Michael. Is that fair, Michael, to do it that way?
Yep, that'll work.
He effectively achieved real estate retirement in 2019. Did I get that correctly, Michael?
2016, so 4 years after starting, 2016, I had enough passive income and equaled my engineering salary. So that's when I told the boss, like, hey, I'll be looking for a package. And I got the pink slip, you know, a few months later. And so then I'm bored, right? 2016, I'm at home all day. My wife's like, no, you're not going to be home all day. You got to find something to do. So that's when I decided to become a lead. Bought that property and ran it for 3 years and decided, you know, I kind of like the retirement. I'll go back to being completely real estate retired. 2019, I just started focusing on passive investing. I think I got up to 80 deals and a bunch of them sold in the last few years. So we're back down to 43 active deals. It's with that passive income, it generates enough money to have a pretty good lifestyle.
So you mentioned in 2019, you sold that multifamily asset you bought as a lead investor. What did you do after that? I mean, you just completely retired yourself again?
Yeah. So then it's
just like that
before COVID hit. So we actually started planning to build a house. So we built our dream house in 2020, all through COVID, and it gave us something to do. So we actually sold our house, which was about 20 minutes away, moved into a rental just down the street from the construction site, and came over here every day and kind of kept an eye on it. And that kept us all busy during COVID. Moved in at the end of 2020. We built a big wood shop connected to the house. And so I've been out there puttering my wood shop, building stuff.
Just taking life one day at a time, huh?
Yep. Yep. Planning trips. Been to Europe a few times and Alaska a few times. And back to our old stomping grounds in Oregon a few times. Up to taking the family to Colorado on some ski trips. Living the lifestyle.
What's up with the I'm traveling too much comment? Tell me what's going on with that.
Last year was... There's a lot of trips. We started with a ski trip and then out to Colorado with the family and then went out to Alaska for a few weeks. My wife actually stayed there almost a month because that's where she's from. So she and her brother and family members were out in Alaska for a while. And so we went to Paris and London for Christmas markets last year, summer out to Hawaii. And, you know, just traveling, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time. I guess it takes a lot on you at my age now. So it's nice to be home. So
it can wear on you. I mean, the jet lag, the just dealing with the transportation arm of getting to where you want to go and come home, that can wear you out, huh?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, you hate to complain about anything like that because, you know, boo-hoo. But
boo-hoo on you.
Yeah, but the grandkids miss you, right? And so now they're, you know, 3 and 6, and they're starting to notice, like, okay, we got to spend time with them.
Oh, see, I'm making the correlation. I'm thinking the traveling's cool, but the grandkids are cooler.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll be taking them now that they're old enough. Like we got a Disney trip planned with them in December.
Really? So which Disney you're going to?
Down in Florida. So we're taking the whole family for a week in Disneyland.
Now, when you say the whole family, how many people are we talking about?
I think there's 9 of us going.
9 of you?
Yep.
To Disneyland for a week?
Yep.
In Florida?
Disney World. Right.
In Orlando. So that's yep. Disney World, right? Let's get it right. Okay.
Yep. Disney World.
That can't be a cheap trip.
No, it's not. But, you know, with the passive income, and it's easy to manage something like that.
Now, are you covering the trip for all 9 members of the party?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You know, my sons are young and just getting started in their career, so they wouldn't normally do something this extravagant.
So what I have to do now, Michael, is I've got to pull you back for a minute, and I got to take you back to your days as an engineer. Could you have afforded to do any of this stuff that we've talked about so far when you were working as an engineer?
No. And, you know, plus you don't have the time off, right? You got 3 weeks of vacation, maybe 4 if you've been there. I think at Hewlett Packard, you had to be there 20 years before you got 4 weeks of vacation. So,
really?
and all your money's locked up in the 401k, and at 62 years old now, I still wouldn't have access to it. So I'd still be working, still be chunking money away in a 401k, and hope that I'd built up enough to live off of for the next 20, 30, 40 years.
So what was the first thing that went through your mind that made you realize you had to switch away from what you were doing as an engineer to what you're doing now?
Listening to the radio show with Dell, and then going to his free workshop, and then the eventual 2-day where you drink from a fire hose on real estate information and how all this stuff works, and how you're able to increase your income every year. And I've been tracking it. I got a big spreadsheet, and I track passive income, and it's been going up every year since I started doing this. Even though I retired in 2016, no other income coming in, my passive income goes up because you just keep reinvesting the money that's coming in. The learning back then, in the 2 days, is just all about how the system works. You buy a property that's needs some help, you're able to increase the value of it, and then do a refinance it, pull a lot of your initial investment out tax free, and then get that money back to work in another deal, reinvest it. So just learning that system and how it works made me realize, there's something else out there besides just going to work for 8, 9, 10 hours a day for the man.
Now, do you have to have an engineer's degree in order to understand the stuff that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches?
No, definitely not.
No. Okay, no. Good. That's good, because I was in the Army for 27 years, and I kind of understand it. So that's good. Yeah. Bad joke. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. No, maybe to build a fancy spreadsheet, you got to have a little bit of a scientific background. But other than that, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so I got this crazy spreadsheet that tracks these 80 deals and every quarter and graphs it all out. So I've actually put that together in presentation for people. And for Lifestyles, I've done a few what they call case studies, passive case studies, in the past. So it's pretty interesting.
So you've got a spreadsheet. You have to manage the spreadsheet because the spreadsheet manages these 80 different investments. I'm formulating in my mind that if you've got 80 different investments and you're spending, maybe about a half an hour per investment per week studying it, you've got 40 hours a week you've got to be putting into this real estate business.
Yeah, so I'm not spending 40 hours a week. It's more like maybe 10 minutes a month on each of these deals.
10 minutes a month. That's not a lot of time. So that explains why you have all this extra time. I'm starting to connect the dots. When we come back from the break, more with Michael. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Michael, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So, Michael, talk to me about the concept of legacy. I mean, I know that you're not taking this real estate empire to the grave. I mean, you've got a legacy plan, right?
Right. Yep. We created a trust a few years ago, trying to figure that out. Plus, I've got two boys, Chris and James, and they're both multifamily passive investors now. My youngest son, James, actually changed his major. He went to Texas A&M. And got a master's in commercial real estate. And he actually protests property taxes for commercial properties, working for a law firm. and he's a lead. So he's got an 8-unit property right now up in the Dallas area. He had a bunch of duplexes in Waco for a while, sold all those. And now he's looking for like a 30-unit. And then we've got a bunch of exchange students. So we have, my wife and I had exchange daughters from Europe. We got two from Germany, one from Italy, and one from Russia. And we've been talking to them about this as well. And I've actually got the Italian, Melissa, is actually a member now of Lifestyle. She's been through the two-day, lives in Italy. And we're going through the process trying to figure out how to get her investing. And so I've hooked her up with one of our other members in Lifestyles, Peter, that lives in Australia. And Peter has figured out how to do passive investing from there. So you got to have, you know, special LLC and a couple and a CPA that knows how to do international taxes. And so I've got him and Melissa talking, and so she can figure it out. And you know, we've known her 10 years now. So she was a student 10 years ago. So she's now got it, you know, she's out and working and doesn't want to work her entire life. And so she's like, how do we figure out this passive income thing you've always been telling me about? Let's get going.
Tina and I never, ever considered being hosts for an exchange student. We never even crossed our minds. I think it's just amazing that you got involved with it.
Yeah. But we're trying to get them all, you know, on the passive income train. So I think eventually we'll all get there.
I want to switch gears on you, Michael, and I want to talk to you about Expo. Now, for the listener out there, Expo is this ginormous event that Lifestyles Unlimited hosts every year. We have 5,000 minimum attendees each and every year. And Michael, for every year that I've gone to Expo, I have seen you there. You're a big Expo fan, are you not?
Yeah, big Expo fan. I actually presented at Expo a couple years ago. I gave my passive investor story up on the big stage. So that was definitely a fun experience.
I was sitting all the way at the very back of the audience, and I had the opportunity to watch you and watch you sweat, basically. But I thought your story came across really well. I thought it was genuine. It was honest. And it's at the end of the day, it's your story, right?
Yeah. Pretty easy to tell.
So when it comes to Expo, one of the things that we do at Expo is we have an opportunity to educate the members and the non-members who attend. Now, you volunteered. You raised your hand and said, hey, I would like to give a class because you've cracked the code on something tax-related. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, definitely a fair statement. So there's some big learnings in the tax code when you have a capital gain. And it's allowed me to save a whole bunch of taxes on an IRA withdrawal. So I thought, well, this is pretty good information. So I worked with another member, Nora, and she and I are going to be doing a class at this next expo on what we learned and how you can use capital gain to benefit your tax situation. It's pretty powerful.
So what kind of result did you get from doing what you're talking about?
So I had a large IRA withdrawal and also a large capital gain that year that was completely offset by depreciation from other passive investing. And I was able to cut my tax bill in half by using this capital gain benefit that we're going to be talking about. So it was like $100,000 savings in taxes.
Just by doing, and this is all legal, right?
Oh yeah, it's all legal. It's all in the tax code. It's already in the tax software. You don't need a special CPA or anything.
You know, Michael, you sent me a photo. It's a photo of you, and I believe it's one of your grandchildren, and you're sitting waterside. You happen to be sitting next to a pool, and this pool seems to have a lazy river feature to it.
We built our dream house, and I built the dream pool. So I was inspired by the pool I saw at Dell's house. So I was like, you know, he's got a pretty fancy pool.
He does.
I built something probably 10% of what Dell has. Yeah, we put a lazy river in it.
Nice.
So, unfortunately, it's got kind of a sad story. So the pool's now 3 years old, and it's got what they call concrete cancer. And it's affecting like 1,000 pools in the Austin area. It's like all during COVID, the people that were pouring the concrete left out a key ingredient, and it's causing all the pools to slowly disintegrate. So my beautiful lazy river is slowly cracking apart, and it's going to have to be completely torn out and replaced. Hopefully the pool company's insurance will help out with that, but that remains to be seen.
So what kind of a setback does that cause for your household?
So far, the pool's still operational. I've got a tube of caulk, and I'm going down there, and I'm swimming around, patching all the little cracks as I find them so that we can hold water. You know, it's a tough problem to have, but so far, so good. But I'm guessing at some point the walls are already moving in. I can see them pulling away from the patio, so at some point it's just going to crack and fall. And at that point, we'll just have to replace it. And if insurance doesn't cover it, my passive income will cover it. And that's just the way it goes.
So you're not worried about it from a financial standpoint?
No, because I know we can cover it. So
how long have you had this attitude that money just doesn't matter? You have it available.
Since 2014. So my first deal. We put $80,000 into our first passive deal with Lifestyles. And a year and a half later, we did a cash-out refi. And for that $80,000 that went in, I got $120,000 came out on a cash-out refinance. So 150%. And that's a tax-free check. And I had this giant check in my hand. I'm like, holy cow, this stuff actually works. And from that point on, it was like, you know, I've got a path that I can see to get into retirement. And so probably by year four, you know, we're up to 15 deals, and they've been triples and quadruple your money type deals, you know, in 3 years. And at that point, you know, that's when I told my boss, I'm ready to go because I could see this is going to work and I don't have to worry about stuff anymore. In fact, that whole last year working, it's like, you know, I can work 8 hours a day. I don't have to be working 10 hours a day. And the stress just kind of melted away from my corporate job.
I think there's a correlation between stress and the fact that, you know, you have to work and trade time for money and you're doing all the things that you're taught to do. But ironically, 10 years ago, you regained control of your life. So when that control came into your life, that stress, it just kind of got pushed out, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And that's how we felt. It's like, you know, I got the path. Don't have to worry anymore about getting laid off or sitting my butt in a chair for 8 hours a day.
Now, have you ever been contacted by any of your previous employers wanting you to come back to work?
I actually ran into one of my old bosses about a year later. And it's like, hey, we're hiring back again. If you want to come back to work, I just laughed. I'm like, no, thank you.
So
you
I mean,
me at Case Study.
Did you offer that to him?
Oh yeah. Well, all my coworkers. Some of them are members now.
Really?
One guy, Steve Anderson out in California, he and I worked together for 20 years.
I didn't know that.
Yep. We were talking one day because we were in the same group. And I was telling him about real estate. And he's like, well, that sounds awfully familiar. Turns out we were both already members. He was doing the single family route. And I was over in the multifamily side. And I was telling him all about it. And he's like, you're talking about Lifestyles Unlimited? I'm like, yep, that's the one. He's like, well, that's funny. I'm already a member, but I hadn't looked at the multifamily side. So I talked him into that. And now he's an ambassador out in California doing multifamily with the rest of us. So.
Yeah, I love Steve. He is a great guy. I mean, you want to talk about somebody that really just will listen to what you have to say and then take it and put it into practice? That's Steve. That is definitely Steve. It's also you, by the way.
Hey, just trying to spread the word, man.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Tell me about how much you care about other people. I mean, is that something that's important to you, not important to you? Where are you at on that?
Yeah, well, that's why I continue to do this meetup, you know, every 2 weeks for the last 10 years. It's because, you know, I want other people to experience what I've experienced in this group. So I've been spreading love and trying to get as many people to show up as possible.
I think it's fair to say that you and I came from the same background where we were taught that the path to financial freedom was to do well in school, get good grades, get into college, yada, yada, get that job, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. But and nobody explained to us what we know now as real estate investors until Lifestyles Unlimited came along.
Yeah, definitely. It's something, you know, it's like the abundance mentality, right? There's enough out there for everybody. Just got to be willing to share. So that's what we're doing. If you help enough people get what they want, you can have whatever you want. That's what Dell says.
Exactly. Hey, let me get your thoughts on the market. What do you think the multifamily markets are doing right now?
Right now, we're bumping along. know, I just got into a deal down in Fredericksburg that I'm pretty excited about.
Roberts deal?
Yeah, Roberts deal.
Okay.
You know, interest rates have been holding steady for a while. I think if the lead can pencil a deal out and it makes sense at these, you know, somewhat elevated interest rates, then it's just going to get better if they start to drop. And we don't expect them to go up anymore. But I think, you know, now seems to be a pretty stable time to be getting in.
Have you been watching what's been going on in the political realm?
Somewhat, there was just a recent rent control that was proposed. I don't know if that's going to, hopefully that won't go anywhere with the current administration, with this new 5% cap or whatever their crazy idea is. I think they're a little bit late to the party on that, you know, rents went up quite a bit during COVID craziness, but they've definitely flattened out now. So don't know that would hurt anybody, but might hurt value plays. I did read that if you got a deep value play, you know, somebody buys a property that's got a lot of work required and they put a lot of money into it, they want to be able to raise the rents to compensate for that, because now you've got a nice, pretty property that deserves market rents. And if they can only raise them 5% at a year, then nobody's going to want to do those kind of deals. And you're going to have these crummy properties that are just sitting there with nobody that's going to want to fix them up and make them nice again.
Yeah, that could be a little risky, huh?
Yeah. And it's bad for the neighborhood, bad for the tenants. You know, it's a property that's just going to languish. You don't want that kind of neighborhood.
Agreed. Hey, on that subject, what is a more favorable investment for you? Is it a yield play or is it a value play?
Nowadays, I just want yield plays. You know, I want to put money into something that's going to have a nice, steady return.
Cash flow is king. Cash flow is what retired you. Cash flow is what retired me. So I can understand why you want to be in yield plays. I mean, that makes total sense to me. Would you buy a value play if the right one came along?
Sure. Yeah, if the right one came along, definitely. You know, I've got some type of investments like that. I did a few construction deals in the last couple of years that, you know, they're going from the ground up. So these are not lifestyle deals. I've got my firm foundation in cash flowing real estate with lifestyles, but now as an engineer, I want to build. So I invested in a few projects near my hometown here in Georgetown that are under construction. I can drive by and see them being built every day. So it's keep things interesting. But yeah, those are, I'd consider value plays, right? There's no value in the dirt and hopefully a lot of value when they're done building them.
What would you say to somebody who's been listening to our conversation for the last hour, whose mind is not made up?
The process works. It takes time. You know, it took 4 years for me to get from no passive income to equaling my engineer salary in passive income. And back then, I sold my home out in Oregon when I had moved to Texas and had $400,000 to play with. So that was my initial seed money. And so investing that for 4 years is what allowed me to retire. And I think now, you know, it might take a couple extra years, but the process still works. And the opportunities are out there. So get off the couch and take control of your destiny.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Get off the couch and take control of your destiny, as said by my guest, Michael. Hey, Michael, thank you for being on today's show. I know people learned a lot from you. And if you want to do what Michael's doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for that free workshop and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.